This is Today in History, March the 19th. On this day in 1863, the Confederate cruiser Georgiana was scuttled off Charleston, South Carolina on its maiden voyage to prevent it from falling into Union hands. Also on this day in 1920, the Senate rejected for a second time the Treaty of Versailles by a vote of 49 in favor, 35 against, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed for approval. Also on this day in 1931, Nevada Governor Fred B. Balzar signed a measure legalizing casino gambling. On this day in 1918, Congress passed the first law establishing daylight saving time in the United States. On this day in 1945, during World War II, 724 people were killed when a Japanese dive bomber attacked the carrier USS Franklin off Japan. Also on this day in 1953, the Academy Awards ceremony was televised for the first time. The greatest show on earth was named Best Picture of 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Hope.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brackett.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Suspense.
I am very, very, very happy to be here at the Academy Awards 25th Annual Award Show. This is Hollywood's most exciting giveaway show. And I want to thank all the wrestlers for relinquishing their time so we can give these awards. Just showed you there's nothing that one group of actors won't do for another.
On this day in 1965, the wreck of the Confederate cruiser Georgiana was discovered by E. Lee Spence 102 years to the day after it was scuttled. On this day in 1979, the U.S. House of Representatives began televising its floor proceedings. The live feed was carried by C-SPAN, which was making its debut. On this day in 1987, televangelist Jim Baker resigned as chairman of his PTL ministry organization amid a sex and money scandal involving Jessica Hahn, a former church secretary. And on this day in 2003, President George W. Bush ordered the start of war against Iraq.
The attack came in waves, cruise missiles, followed by the F-117 stealth bombers with so-called bunker-busting bombs. Their target, a bunker believed to be sheltering what are called top leaders of the Iraqi regime.
The United States, along with coalition forces primarily from the United Kingdom, initiates war on Iraq. Just after explosions began to rock Baghdad, Iraq's capital, U.S. President George W. Bush announced in a televised address,
"My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign."
President Bush and his advisors built much of their case for war on the idea that Iraq, under dictator Saddam Hussein, possessed or was in the process of building weapons of mass destruction. Hostilities began about 90 minutes after the U.S. imposed deadline for Saddam Hussein to leave Iraq or face war passed. The first targets, which Bush said were of military importance, were hit with Tomahawk cruise missiles from U.S. fighter bombers and warships stationed in the Persian Gulf. In response to the attacks, Republic of Iraq Radio in Baghdad announced, quote, "The evil ones, the enemies of God, the homeland, and humanity have committed the stupidity of aggression against our homeland and people," end quote. Though Saddam Hussein had declared in early March 2003 that, quote, "It is without doubt that the faithful will be victorious against aggression," end quote, he went into hiding soon after the American invasion. Speaking to his people only through an occasional audio tape, coalition forces were able to topple his regime and capture Iraq's major cities in just 3 weeks, sustaining few casualties. President Bush declared the end of major combat operations on May 1st, 2003. The war in Iraq begins March 19th, 2003, on this day in history.